Practice Test 2, Part 2. In this part, you will hear three short talks. After each talk, you will hear six questions about it. Before each talk begins, you will have time to preview the questions. You will hear each talk and the questions once. If you want to, you may take notes as you listen. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a professor talking to a group of students.
Welcome to English 323, Early 20th Century American Literature. If you were expecting to be in Intro to Physics, feel free to leave now. No one? Okay, now down to business. I begin every new class with a statement of what I believe the study of classic literature should be. The free exploration of what writers accomplished in their time and what those accomplishments mean to us now. Of course, there are many ways to study literature, and there are things to be learned from all of those approaches. But for me, context is the overriding factor. How did what happened during the writer's lifetime form their work? And how do our current circumstances affect our reading of the work? Of course, I use the phrase free exploration for a reason. I want you, as students, to feel free to pursue your own interests and develop some autonomy when it comes to researching the works. Which reminds me, the works. I'll hand out the reading list shortly, but I'll say first, don't scream. It's a very long list, but I certainly don't expect you to read every book on it. We'll discuss the criteria you should use to make your selections later. But because we're focusing on in-depth study rather than a broad overview, I won't ask you to read more than 8 or 10 of the books listed. Unlike some of my colleagues, I always keep in mind that this is likely not the only class you're taking. You may also have a job or a family to care for. I want you to bring your life experience to this class. And that's a challenge if there's no time to have a life. Now, if someone can take charge of this stack of photocopies.
Number 21. What is the speaker's main purpose? Number 22. Why does the speaker mention a physics class? Number 23. What is the speaker's main focus? Number 24. What does the speaker say about the reading list? Number 25. What does the speaker imply about some other professors? Number 26. What will the speaker probably do next? Now you will hear the second talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a community leader speaking to her neighbors.
Good morning, dear neighbors. Thanks for coming out on this beautiful day. The sun is shining. The sky is so vividly blue. The perfect backdrop for our main point of discussion today. After what seems like a lifetime of endless meetings and hard-fought battles, we have finally received permission from the City Council to use the vacant lot around the corner to start our own community garden. It's so great to be able to say that. For those of you who have been here in the neighborhood a while, you probably remember that the very first time we spoke about the idea of building a community garden was actually 5 years ago. Yes, time flies. I must warn you, though, we have our work cut out for us. Apart from actually clearing the site, and of course we need some strong hands for that, so please put the word out and see if there's anyone who can help, we also have to agree on some rules to divide the land into individual plots and find a fair way to allocate them. And we have to decide on fees. We already have some sponsorship. Speaking of which, Allison, could you fill us in on the developments on that front in a minute? Okay now, where was I? Oh yes, to oversee all this, we will have to form a committee. So take a look at the sign-up sheet on your way out and see if there's a job you feel you're able to take on. It's going to be hard work, I'm not going to lie, but it's going to be worth it. Access to fresh food, working together to grow food for the whole family. Well, I guess I don't have to sell you on it. Now, let me show you the final plans.
Number 27. Why does the speaker describe the day? Number 28. What does the speaker imply about previous meetings? Number 29. How is the speaker feeling? Number 30. What does the speaker ask the audience to do? Number 31. What is the purpose of the meeting? Number 32. What does the speaker mean when she says, "Well, I guess I don't have to sell you on it"? Now you will hear the third talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a manager speaking at an office meeting.
Earlier today, You attended a presentation by Emma from the design department. You've all seen the new game, and I'm sure you'll agree that it looks set to sweep the market. But getting it into production quickly will be a challenge, and that's what we're here to discuss this afternoon. With just 7 months to get it into the stores in time for Christmas, deadlines are going to be tight. We've put together a preliminary schedule, which we can go over in a minute. As always, I've allowed some leeway, but we have to be within a few days of these targets if we're going to meet the demand. Department managers, it's up to you to keep everything on track. Now, Josh is going to have more of a hands-on role than me for this project, so bring any issues straight to him. From this point on, he's freed up from his usual responsibilities to focus solely on getting this game into production. He'll be heading the weekly meetings with department managers and, of course, keeping me in the loop. The company is willing to invest a substantial amount in this product in anticipation of high sales. You'll find a department-by-department breakdown of the budget in the folders in front of you, along with the time frame I mentioned before. As you'll see from the numbers, the financing will be there if your team members need to work overtime, and I expect they will. You need to communicate to everyone that it's not going to be business as usual around here for some time. But don't forget, we will all reap the rewards if we achieve the predicted sales. So I'll hand the meeting over to Josh. He'll run us through the schedule.
Number 33. What is the purpose of the meeting? Number 34. What does the speaker assume about the people in the meeting? Number 35. What does the speaker emphasize about the schedule? Number 36. What has everyone been given? Number 37. What does the speaker suggest will happen in the future? Number 38. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"He'll be heading the weekly meetings with department managers and, of course, keeping me in the loop"?
End of part 2.